Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you got any vacation plans coming up?
Well, I've been thinking about making a trip to Sweden.
Cool. What will you do there?
Oh, some surfing, of course.
Surfing in Sweden?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to battle some humongous waves on the Gulf of Bothnia. Okay, so yesterday we had Perfect Pop Picks from way over in Sweden. How about that? Niklas Nygaard, thank you very much, Niklas. And so he was so excited about the recent episodes we've done on Perfect Pop that he called in again and left another one after hearing the episode we did, Patrick, with Apollo 66. All right, so then that inspired him to leave yet another message with a pick, all right? So the show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us again today is Tim Hoffman.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing? You good?
All good.
We're getting through. I wish the weather would turn here at some point, but that's a different podcast.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing Niklas's third pick. He was hit out of the park with both yesterday.
Before we get to the third perfect pop pick from Niklas Nygaard's, we're going to put Tim here on the spot, and Tim's going to make a perfect pop pick. So are you ready?
Yep.
Can you do this?
I'm ready. Yep.
All right. Step up to the plate.
Okay. Thinking about our recent episode that I recorded on Los Lobos, I decided to change gears a little bit and wanted to, I was thinking of a perfect pop song from a band, and this is probably going to be an upcoming episode that I've been thinking about, but I've really loved the band Metric, a Canadian band, for some time now. Mm. And I think one of the reasons is because it's a band that I didn't know of until our youngest, my daughter, got me interested in them when she was, fifth, sixth grade, elementary school. And she was doing these rock camps and they were performing, practicing and performing rock songs with her older brother and some others. And she brought this band Metric to my attention. They played a song and ended up, playing a song at one of the rock camp concerts, like the end of the camp performance. And since then, I've listened to a lot of their stuff. My daughter and I and our family have gone to see Metric and Emily Haynes, who's the lead singer in Metric, several times when they've come around. Saw Emily Haynes at Sixth and I Synagogue a few years ago. But I picked a song from Metric from their album, 2007 album called Grow Up and Blow Away. And the song is called Raw Sugar. I don't think it was a very popular song. I don't think it was on the, radio. You just got to go and find it. But if I could just briefly just mention why I love this song so much and why I think it's perfect. And the first thing is this song starts off with just Emily Haynes singing, just like to herself, alone, fairly, unaccompanied. There might be a keyboard or something underneath her voice, but it sounds very much like a person kind of singing to themselves, maybe like a schoolyard kind of melody. It sounds, like really kind of like, old classic melody. And then with the second verse, the rhythm, the drums kick in, the bass kicks in, and the song kind of takes off from there. You'll notice when you listen to it, when the rhythm kicks in, that there's something going on that's on a downbeat that sounds like at first I'm like, wow, it sounds like a scratchy record. So it sounds like kind of like a vinyl record playing, but it just, there's just something in there that evokes kind of like analog music, like listening to a record that's scratching, that sounds really neat. And something about the chord changes where there's some harmonies that just sound great. It's just a great song. The lyrics are not like sweet and innocent, and it's this very interesting tune about I'm not sure what it's about. You know, you just got to listen to it. But I'm still trying to figure out what this song's all about. But the lyrics are, I think, juxtapose the kind of cheerful, bright, shiny kind of sound of this song. But it is perfect pop. There's some influences there. When I hear this record, when I hear the song, sometimes I think of, like, you remember Level 42, guys? Like, I'm like, wow, yeah, this sounds kind of, there's something in here about, like, it's kind of like, cool, Level 42 sound to it. It's you know, clean. But it's one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite Canadian bands. And, you know, it's really got me started on listening to a lot of great music out of our neighbors to the north.
All right, cool. All right, so this is Metric with Raw Sugar.
Sort of wonder why no one said a word. Don't you like it on the slide? Don't you like it till it hurts? Have I been on your mind? What's a voice without a sound? Something in your head you've been fighting all along. So good, we'll never get away. And even if we could, we just play the tambourine around an open flame, oversleep and burn to be back in the game. Cause summer never comes, nowhere near our noon. And winter never comes, nor the harvest moon.
That's cool. I like
great
that a
song.
Lot.
I've never heard that before. I loved it.
Yeah, it's just so neat. What do you guys think about it? What stands out to you?
It sort of builds in sections as opposed to just kind of, I mean, this is a good thing. It's like, it sort of feels like there's like three different songs.
Yeah.
In one song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's got that beginning section. It's got that sort of pre-chorus section, then the chorus, and each one you feel like it takes this jump, you know?
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it does build really nicely. Like I said, it starts off real simple with her with a, I think it's just, you know, a guitar backing, but Metric to me is just like a very I hate to use the word underrated or, you know, something like that, but I just feel like there's so much about them that is great. And I've spent, you know, many years just like talking to my, you know, friends and family about like how much this band rocks and how great they are. They're a great live band. I've kind of kept up with all their records all along as they come out. And this is older one of their records, but is great. They're a really neat band. Emily Haynes is a force of nature. I think she's just puts out great stuff. Her solo work is good. She's spent time playing with Broken Social Scene and on some of their records. She's just someone I have a lot of respect for. I respect her the way I, you know, respect Lou Reed. I think, you know, she's just like really puts together, you know, lyrics, songs, performance. She's done some like really interesting things. The show that I saw her performance, live solo work at 6th and I Synagogue here in D.C. was just like one of the great performances that I've ever seen. And luckily, my wife and our kids were with me when we watched it. So very neat band.
Great place to see a show, for sure. I love the summer never comes, and then contrasting that with winter never comes, like a really nice juxtaposition. But like Jim was saying, that's kind of that third section almost a movement in the song, which is really cool. I can't wait to listen to the whole thing and really break it down.
Yeah, you know, we Nicholas talked yesterday about, you know, one of his picks being like a very well crafted song, and that's I think one thing that I like about this song. It's just put together so well. They had a lot of choices. They could have done it just straight up, you know, all the instruments together from the beginning to the end, or they could have kept it more kind of like, uncut, you know, acoustic, but they kind of mixed it all together and just threw a lot of things in there in just the right way that ends up with like this. It's a sweet little pop song, and I think it's perfect that way.
It's cool. And how exciting is it to get turned on to good music by your kids?
Yeah, that's when you feel like...
I love that.
Yes. Yeah. My work as a parent has has paid off. I mean, that's right. you know, going to see a show with your kids or like sharing a love for music with your kids is just like one of the joys of life. I can't think of anything, you know, that's much better than that. Come on.
Absolutely.
Okay, so should we listen to the second Niklas message now?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
All right.
Hi, this is Niklas from Sweden calling again about perfect pop. I called you last week and I just had to call you again because I listened to the Apollo 66 episodes today and they're just great. And one of the guys picked a surf song. So that made me think of Swedish band Sonic Surf City that released a record in the mid-90s called Surf Don't Walk. Yeah, and I've got the CD in front of me and I've got the CD single as well of the song that I've picked for the perfect pop. This band, they were labeled as Surf Trash Pop by the legendary Swedish music journalist John L. Byström. Allegedly, the band weren't happy with that label, but at least it sounds good. Surf Trash Pop. Did a cover, or there are actually three covers on this CD. There are 17 songs in 38 minutes, so you get the picture. They're not very long. And they have a cover of Surfing Bird and Sidewalk Surfing. But the one cover that I absolutely love and think is a perfect pop song is a song called Let's Make Love, which was originally recorded by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. And I think they are known for some other songs. I'm not familiar with them at all, but anyway... the Let's Make Love original song has about 2,000 streams on Spotify. I think the Sonics for Surf City has about like 60,000. So it needs a broader audience. So what they've done, they've taken this song, which has hooks and melodies. That's what you need, right? And then they added some galloping drums, some fuzzing guitars, backing vocals to die for. And then, of course, there are the sort of nonsense lyrics. It's just happy, let's make love, and blah, blah, blah. They, of course, have the, oh, yeah, you need some, oh, yeah, in a perfect pop song. And then the singer's name, Nina Pasadena. Not bad, eh? And last but not least, it clocks in at 1:55. So that's what make Let's Make Love by the Sonic Surf City a perfect pop song, in my opinion. Thanks for listening. Take care. Cheers. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Get the idea.
Yeah.
It is. And I love that. Like I said, like Nicholas said, it has like those sort of classic pop hallmarks with the backing vocals and yep. the oh yeahs and all that kind of stuff. It's great. But then in when was this song from? Anyway, in sort of modern fashion, it's just but like also turn up the amps and get that sort of hard strumming going. And yeah. It's a great combination, right? It's a great formula, I think. And especially if you know anything about 1910 Fruit Gum Company, which was a band in the 60s that did like bubblegum pop kind of stuff. I mean, they were so obvious about it. They put it in their name. Their sound had that sort of very dated kind of 60s bubblegum pop sound, yeah. you know, meant to, you know, put out quick singles and get, you know, chart success. And so given to somebody who can actually, I think, give it the proper treatment, you can see how that a song like that could be improved upon.
And I'll say this, too, you know, talking to Apollo 66 of such nice guys, and they seem to have embraced that trash label. So maybe that's the way this band goes, too. You never know.
Yeah, I found that, like, you know, they're surf, trash, pop. And
yeah. Yeah.
And, I don't know if I would categorize the band that way just by listening to the song, because I'm not familiar with this band, but like that's
right. No.
Very I mean it's short song, so you know what, under a couple minutes, it's up tempo, it's, you know where that song's going, like you know, you can feel the chord changes before they get to you. But it's got a real energy to it that you know, that speaks to, you know, youth and, you know, just life. And so it is perfect pop because it's, yeah. it is, you know, just a nice, I'll call it bubblegum. It's got a bubblegum feel to it, but mm-hmm. it's really well done. And while Nicholas just is able to, you know, uncover these gems, that's a beautiful example of perfect pop. I, like I said, you know, yesterday, like I trust Nicholas so much. It's good to hear his voice. It's good to get these picks. They're all three, the two yesterday and this one are just great.
Nicholas is like, I want to say, Tim, you're an educator. Nicholas is like that student who picks that shiny red apple and leaves it on your desk, right?
That's right. That's right. Like he knows, you know, and he's got the reason. It's very well reasoned and very, like, you know, it's not just like, I like the song, you know, it's, there's, he's got some really, some nice explanations to it. And boy, you could talk music with Nicholas all night long, man. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I was going to say, too, like, it's interesting to me that Nicholas pulls from all these different kinds of, you know, kinds of sounds with that chewy pop center, too, which is great. Yep. So, yeah, if he says it's perfect, it probably is.
That's right.
All right. Well, this has been great. Thanks very much, Tim, for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
You.
Really appreciate
Gentlemen,
it.
It's nice talking with you again, as always.
Always. Yep, and we'll see you at Suburbs Fest.
Yep. I'm getting ready, hitting some of these open mics at Settle Down Easy Brewery on Tuesday nights, just trying to, I feel like a stand-up comedian, just kind of like working my bits before the big before the big show.
Workshopping.
That's right.
Yep. Love it.
I'm with you on that. If this goes according to the schedule I think I have mapped out, and things do change, but I think this episode that listeners are hearing today will be on the first day of Suburbs Fest.
Ooh. Oh, fantastic.
So that would be tonight. Ooh. So rest up. Take a nap.
Man, I better get ready.
Take a nap. Need it.
Be tonight at Settle Down Easy Brewing. Be night one. And then, of course, night two would be then tomorrow night, October 2nd, with Wingtip Slope.
Yes.
Apollo 66. Yes. Dot Dash and Frank Muffin playing at the American Legion in Silver Spring, Maryland. And then night three, Sunday, October 3rd, Frank Muffin full set show at Ned Devine's. That's not too far from your house, Tim.
Yep, real close. Yep. I better rest up for Saturday and Sunday too, not just resting up. For
Amen,
Sunday.
Brother.
All right, so we're excited to see everybody who comes on out for that.
Totally.
It really is going to be a blast. And check our social media. We'll be putting up photos and maybe like little videos and stuff like that throughout the weekend. All right.
Yep.
Somebody will. I don't know if it'll be me. Somebody will do it. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Tim Hoffman. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks very much. If anybody wants to make perfect pop picks, call 612-440-1984. And leave a message there or email. Make a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. All right. That's it. We're out of here. And we'll talk to you all later.
Better get ready.